This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
Boy, have I been feeling some questions in the garden center this week about rabbit and deer damage. Seems everyone, a vegetable garden or hostas in their landscape, have become the local salad bar. Now, some plants are just more likely to be eaten than others. And it depends on where you live. The list of plants that deer don't prefer, it's a moving target. For some strange reason, deer eat blue spruce in the proximity of Green Lake State Park and very few other areas of the county. Maybe it's part of their Stolten diet that the FM runners enjoy, I don't know, but it is strange how some plants are only enjoyed in certain areas. Now, if you have animal issues, and I do at my own home and on the farm, then exclusion is the best answer. If you can screen or fence the critters out, that's your best bet. The funny thing is that a deer won't jump over a 4-foot-tall wooden fence that they can't see through what's on the other side, yet they'll easily hop over 6 feet of a tall chain link fence that they can look through. Now, change the way that deer feel about their security, and you'll help the landscape plants in your yard reach their full genetic potential. You can also cause deer to steer clear by using their sense of smell, which is reputed to be 100 times greater than that of man. A lot of things seem to work well for a while, like human hair, a great fertilizer since actually most of it's all nitrogen, Irish spring soap, lion manure, aftershave, and all these will work until the deer figures out that we don't have any lions that wear aftershave who wash their hands with Irish spring soap. The best product for you to use at home is called Super Repellent. It has a strange smell to the deer, it has a weird taste, so it confuses them and they stop eating your plants. Super Repellent is organic, it's very safe, and it works. But remember, if your animal friends have become used to eating your green offerings, then it will take them a while to find a new restaurant once they find out that you've changed your menu. So patience is indeed a virtue. The thing that I like is that Super Repellent lasts. It's organic. It may discourage area cats from using the area as the litter box. And if that doesn't work with those cats, try a hose with a brass blasting nozzle on the end. That usually does a trick. I've yet to meet a cat that enjoys a good shower. Here's to your healthy landscape. I'm Jim Solicito, and I advise you to keep planting until you're planted yourself.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.